Good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. I know you're about to head into Parliament House again this morning. What's on the cards in Parliament this week?
Well, again, it's a really important time for us to be holding the government to account, and I guess there's a lot of issues, whether we're talking about the health crisis, ambulance ramping continues to be present danger in Bundaberg, and more importantly, the housing and homelessness issues will be front and centre. But what we're trying to do this week is really shine a spotlight on the state government charges and levies that are on private land. And we know we've got to get more land brought to market, and we know that developers and others are land banking around Bundaberg. So one thing we have, and also state government, has miles of land available. So I guess we're really working with the Minister of State Development to reduce the state government costs on privately developed land, and also to look what we can do in the middle of the housing crisis to deal with these people that are living on the outskirts of Bundaberg and under the bridges. I don't know about you, Daniel, but that is a bad sign every time I drive past those poor, unfortunate people.
Yeah, absolutely. I know there's a gentleman near the McDonald's in town as well that sits there regularly. And I just think, is there something that we can do? I know there are a couple of local residents who are trying to get some land to do a bit of development. But it's just so hard at the moment, isn't it? I mean, the rental crisis, we know how hard that is. We just wish there was a wand that we could wave and it'll all be fixed. But it's not the case.
Well, I don't know. I think there is things we can do. And as I say, that's why we're here this week, talking about what we can do to reduce the costs on developers particularly. But I guess it's about all levels of government really putting a spotlight on this issue. I think we're all sick of the talk. And I guess for 7 years we've seen the crisis emerging, and now it's front and centre in our sites in Bundaberg, and no one accepts that that's acceptable. So we just need to get on with the job, and we need to start to look at things like planning schemes and how we can bring, say, smaller homes to market and provide some crisis accommodation. So, we all have a job to play in making sure this issue is addressed.
Now, the Bundaberg Hospital staff survey, what can you tell us about this?
Well, as we knew for a long time, the original strategic planning document proved that not a lot of those key milestones were met. And one of those was about staff survey. And we always had a belief, and some whistleblowers are talking about the culture and the toxic culture of particularly senior management down. And we were calling on the results that have finally been, I think it's a couple of years overdue, but we want to see the results. And I think we owe it to the people of Bundaberg who have loved ones in hospital, and more importantly, those amazing frontline service personnel, doctors and nurses, to be able to see really what the true nature of the culture and behaviour, performance and accountability issues are at the hospital. We have real concerns that it's a lot worse than is being led on, and I guess as we move into a new strategic planning era, you're better off starting from a point of truth. And I think trying to cover this up is only going to make it worse. And the stories we hear, we are really concerned about the way particularly patients and nurses and doctors are being treated.
Member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, joins me this morning on The Big Brekkie. And finally, a big weekend, of course, last weekend. Can you give us a recap of all things Ocean Fest? How much seafood did you indulge in?
What an amazing weather we had on Saturday. And I'm proud to say I'm part of the Bundaberg Sunrise Rotary Club, and setting up Friday, working in the Marina Marquee Bar on Saturday. But I was able to spend some time with my staff over lunch, and it was just fantastic. And the beauty of it is we got to take some stuff home. So I just want to thank all those sponsors. Amazing the turnout. I reckon 10,000 people got down there, and it's just an amazing event now. It's an iconic event. And we're just happy that all the money raised will go back to local charities. Yep. And I think that's the important thing. It was $60,000 last year was redistributed back to those in need. This year, I haven't seen the final figures, but there's a huge crowd, great atmosphere. And I've got one side note story. A lady who I knew very well in tourism had just commented that she paid over $100 for a local concert back in April. And she came up to me and said, got in for a gold coin, and the entertainment this here today is better than that concert. That's not a dispersion on that other event, but it just goes to show we have so many amazing local champions, particularly in the music industry, that also contributed. So it was a great weekend, and thanks to everyone who came out
Member for Burnett, Stephen Bennett, really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Daniel. All the best.
And to you as well. It's 1332 4BU.